Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know my
story. You don't know the things I've come through.
This is not in my
life.
Thank you.
To the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she can put it on and give us a word of prayer and get us going here, and then we'll get into the lesson. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. You don't know my story. Amen.
Okay.
Life and faith is upon us. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen. Mm. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for the scripture, thanking you for the song, Father God. Lord, we thanking you for our listeners and all those that are listening by internet, and those that participate. Father God, we give you thanks for our pastor as he continues to teach this word so that we're able to understand it, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with each and every one who have asked us to keep them in prayer. And we're praying for our nation, our world. And Father God, we know that you're in the midst. So we're just praying for the resolution, the solutions to be resolved. And Lord, our hearts go out, but we know that you're working things out for the good. And Lord, we ask that you would be with those that are going through, those who are bereaved. We know you will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. We're thanking you for the healings that have taken place, because you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So those who are sick, those who are going through, we know you are healed, because that's what God's word says. And then, Father God, I like that we are to meditate on the word day and night.
Yeah.
And in meditating on that, where it draws us closer to you, Father God, gives us a mind of peace, give us a mind to love one another the way you love us. And so, Father God, help us to continue to meditate on that word. And now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind to the word as Pastor teaches the word, and continue to use him mightily, Holy Spirit. Just be bold in him as he teaches this word, and let us receive it. And Lord, we just give you thanks for all things. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, you know, a lot of times things touch us, bother us, and we want to be concerned, and we want to say certain things, we want to have certain prayers. And I tell you, the Lord is telling me how to keep my tongue still with a lot of things. Why? Because if you don't have a clue to what God is allowing to happen, what he is, see, when God is doing, he had plans before the foundation of the world, if I can say that. And so it has to play out. Things has to play out. Then you have a part to play in it. You have to jump in and play your part.
All right.
Now let me tell you what I'm talking about. Like for instance, say the war in Ukraine. You don't know how many folks God gonna get saved, but without that war or the conflict or how they been attacked, you don't know who gonna call on God, but God knows. So he allowed this because it may take some of that.
Yes. Yes.
Hope you can see this, because all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to faith. So, Lord, let your will be done. How about that one? Huh? Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's why in 1 Thessalonians, and I'm learning this, brother, sister, and I have to share this, because this morning I was doing some things, and the Lord said, that's my business. You let me do mine, and I'm going to let you do yours.
All right.
I said, yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. And then he brought to mind about the fish. You know, they had ran out of bread and ran out of fish and didn't have no food. And Jesus had said, okay, what y'all got here? He said, 2 fish, 5 bite loaves. He says, okay. Jesus said, give me what you have. See, they had to supply Jesus with a little bit so he could make a whole lot of fish. The Bible says fed over 5,000 hungry men, not counting women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
He took bread, made bread. They didn't know how to do
Amen.
That. He took water and made wine. I better say that one again. He took water and made wine. Wine is not made out of water.
All right. Say that.
Yeah. But he took bread and made bread. He took fish and made fish.
So
give Jesus and let him work with it. Lord,
right.
I know it's in your hand. I look back over things. I know it's in your hand. I know who got a hold of this now.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, we thank you for that prayer, Pastor, and we thank you all. The Lord had put that in my spirit, and I don't know, Pastor was praying. That made me think about what he said, that, hey, brothers and sisters, you don't know how many folk God going to get saved out of this. You don't know how many nations going to surrender to God. I mean, you have to be in tune with God. Give him the fish. Let him multiply it. Just stay in tune with God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not trying to get out of tune with God. I've been there before. That's what I should. But so many people out of tune with God. Go by what God said. If God said you saved, by faith, through his grace, you say the same thing. How about that one?
Amen. Amen.
If God said you've been delivered from darkness, I don't care what somebody else say. No, you've been saved. You've been delivered. And you can't help because you don't see what they see.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. The sad part, they don't see what you see. But they don't know you're being led by the Spirit. I'm going to share this with you. And I'm just going to be led by the Lord today. There's so much I want to. I want to go back to Joshua 1 and 8, and I want to go back to Colossians 1 and 9 through I should go 13, but 1 and 9 through 14. We'll get back there. I know where we're at now. So just for those that don't know, I know where we're at, okay? But here's something the Lord put in my spirit. See, sometimes when the Lord tells me to do something, I have to do it, man. And he's telling me right now to go to Matthew 4. I want y'all to see this. I don't know how many times you've seen it. I mean, I know it's been there. But in Luke 4, too, but I want to go to Matthew 4. I think that's where he, this is Matthew 4. Okay, the first verse. I want y'all to hear this, because this is so important. Hear the first verse. And Pastor, you can read it out of the Messenger Bible, too. And anybody have any thoughts on it, I want you to just kind of chime in. But anyway, just press 1. But in Matthew 4 and 1, and we'll read the other part, too. I don't have a problem with that. But I want to show you this first. Then said Jesus, I'm sorry, that's another scripture. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Amen. Good in the Message Bible. Next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. The devil was ready to give it. Amen.
Now think about that. A lot of time the Spirit leads you places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a test. It ain't to kid you. It's to test you.
All right.
A lot of time your mind will tell you, don't go there, don't go there. God said, I'm leading you by the Spirit. Now if Jesus was led by the Spirit, come on somebody. If Jesus was led by the Spirit, why can't we be led by the Spirit?
Amen. Amen.
See, a lot of times God leading us to say things and do things, and you got to know if it's God, brothers and sisters. And yes, sir, you won't be led, and you will be tempted by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Why he was there for 40 days and for 40 nights. Now, the Bible says he was of a hunger.
Yeah.
After this 40 days. Now, it happened afterwards. So, he was a hunger. And the devil knew this.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, the Bible called him, came to him, and he said unto the, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus, I'm going to read a little further down here. If this thing can get out of my way. Hey, when the thing pop up on the computer. The fourth verse read, but he answered and said unto, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
That was to the fourth verse.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger, which the devil took advantage of in the first test. Since you are God's son, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. Amen. Amen.
That's powerful, brothers and sisters. You want to stay alive in this love? You want to stay in God's presence?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need more than the world stuff. You're going to need more than what the world have to offer. You're going to need this word. If you want your spirit man to stay alive.
Yeah.
But now, remember, Jesus was led here. And I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, God ain't going to lead you nowhere. He can't bring you out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll say that one more time for Lord Beasley. God ain't going to lead you nowhere. He can't bring you out.
Hallelujah.
And I believe the witnesses out here.
Yes,
you know, went into
places,
did some things you didn't know where. But God led, if the Spirit led you there, the Spirit going to lead you out.
That's right. Amen.
And I'll tell about the devil taking you up and showing you Jerusalem.
All right. All right.
And making all kind of quotations. And something else, too, the Lord showed me with this scripture, is that the devil read. He quoted. But because he quoted, that don't mean he knew it.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to say that one more time. You got a lot of people quoting scriptures, and because they know it and know where to find it, that don't mean they know it. That means they quoted it.
That's right.
When you know it, it's when you obey it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
When you
that.
Know it, it's when you obey it.
Yeah.
Now, if you know that the devil is, if you're being tempted by him, do like Jesus did. When the devil taking him up into the holy city, talking about Jerusalem, and sitting him on a pinnacle of the temple, and he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give the angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Now listen to Jesus' reply. I can't just let that go without hearing his reply. And it's going to be good in the Messenger Bible. But hear the reply. Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, Satan, it's written. Again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, the devil taking him up into an exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou shalt will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus answered, said unto him, get thee behind. Hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only, and shall underline, only shall thy worship serve.
Amen, amen. Praise
I read
10. All right, Pastor. Okay, from the Message Bible. For the second test, the devil took him to the holy city. He sat him on top of the temple and said, since you are God's son, jump. The devil doubted him by quoting Psalms 91. He has placed in you the care of angels. They will catch you so that you won't so much your toe on a stone. Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy. Don't you dare to test the Lord your God. Let me say that again. Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy. Don't you dare test the Lord your God. For the third test, the devil took him to the peak of a huge mountain. He gestured expansively, pointing out all the earth, how glorious they all were. Then he said, they're yours. Lock, stock, and barrel. Just go down on your knees and worship me, and they're yours. Jesus' refusal was curt. Beat it, Satan. He backed his rebuke from Deuteronomy. Worship the Lord your God and only him. Serve him with absolute single heartness. Amen, amen. Praise God,
amen.
Praise God.
The the answer to all of this as well is God had the angels to come and minister to Jesus, okay? After he went through all these three tests. My point is, be led. You got to know how to be led.
Yeah.
By the Spirit of God. Know how to hear his voice. Know how to obey his voice. So when you're being led by the Spirit, not you lead the Spirit, but let the Spirit lead you.
Amen.
See, we got a lot of folks want to lead the Spirit. Well, I'm going to lead into you. Your job is to give Jesus the bread. Jesus' job is to take bread and make bread. Jesus' job is to take fish and make fish. Do your job.
Yeah.
Say,
mm-hmm.
God tell you to go and lay hand, go lay hand. Don't worry about it. I've never seen no, I've been looking all up and down the scripture. It's nowhere God going to lead you in. He can't lead you out. For
amen.
A better way of saying it. Nowhere he going to lead you in. He can't bring you out. And
yeah.
if he lead you yeah. in there, he got plans to bring you out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So when you read this, think about it. But there were several points here that the Lord showed me. And, man, I had never seen this. I guess I seen it, didn't pay attention to it like I pay attention to things now. Because this is a direct quote from Jesus. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. He's your God. And him only. Y'all got to underline that word, only. Shall thou serve. You ain't supposed to be serving nothing but God only. God. Now, for those that may just be taking God for granted, and I pray you not, don't take him for granted.
Amen.
But God doesn't appreciate it. He doesn't appreciate and I'm here to tell you that. And I can show you in the word, like Jesus says, him only shall thou worship.
Yeah.
Satan's going to tell you all this stuff, but he says, you're not going to worship no other God.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't having it. And that was so important.
Yes, it
but,
is.
But I know the Lord just really hit me with that thing this morning. He says, Jesus was led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So stop giving enemy credit. A lot of times you'll do things. God's, make sure it's God's Spirit that's leading you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Amen.
Satan don't know the Scripture. He can quote the Scripture. Big difference.
Yes, it is.
I may know every verse there is, but I don't mean I know it because I'm able to quote it. That simply means I know where it's at, I know how to get to it, I know how to read it, I know how to say it, but that don't mean I know it.
All right.
So that's why Joshua 1:8, I'm going to go there, because this is about conscience. People, this is about conscience.
Yeah.
In Joshua 1:8, it reads like this. If I can get this thing over here. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Amen, amen. Burn the Message Bible. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Amen.
I want to say this, and then I know it's time now that, well, matter of fact, I'm going to leave it right there, and we'll pick it up tomorrow, or tomorrow, Thankful Thursday. We'll pick it up tomorrow or Friday. It depends. But if you would like to have any comments, you can, but we're going to pick the lesson up. That's going to be one out part of our foundational scripture along with Colossians 1, 9, and 14. And we're talking about being love conscious. Mm-hmm. I won't get into the scripture more, but let me get into the subject. Because, see, that's what the scripture is telling you, to meditate on it. Day and night. Now, if you're meditating day and night on the Word of God, you're conscious. You're aware. That's what consciousness is. When you're conscious, you're aware. And Lord said something to my heart yesterday, and I might have mentioned it, but if I didn't, when you're conscious of something or you're aware of it, just like driving, when you're going down the road and you see the red light about to change, you're conscious of the fact that the cop could be somewhere. So you're going to either stop before the light change or you're going to go through it. And when you go through it, you're so conscious of it, you're looking around, man, because you make sure you don't get no ticket. You're aware of it.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, you're conscious, especially when you've had experience with things like the roads were slick here today, and I know a car hide your plane. Well, I'm aware of that. I'm conscious of that. Guess what I do? I slow down to a decent speed because I'm aware of it. Well, that's where God wants us to be, about his love. Be aware that you're a love baby. You're a children of God. If God is love, then you're a love baby. Stop faking it. Stop trying to resist it. Stop fighting it. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You're living up under God's love now. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. I'm telling you what the Word of God say. That's what he wants you to be aware. Be righteous conscience and not sin conscience. Remember, we're led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8. Remember, as men are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't mean men. Means they're children of God.
Amen.
And so hopefully we'll get back into it whenever God says so, because I want to talk about heresy, because that's what was going on in the church at Ephesians, the church at Philemon, and the church of Philippians, and also in the church of Colossians. These were a group of people that was dealing with this stuff. And so hopefully we'll get into it. Maybe tomorrow, Friday, whatever God say. But at this time, anybody have any questions and any comments? If anyone say on the scripture, if so, press 1. We'll let you have your say. I just think 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 is real every day. Just give thanks. I'm just giving God thanks for everything. I ain't trying to be concerned about none of this other stuff. Thank you, Lord. Whatever, thank you, Lord. Because I know that he allows things to happen.
Yeah.
Not just for me. Not just because of what I want. But God got some other folks he's getting saved. And I'll be honest with you. I know the enemy is controlling a lot of things, the weather, wars, and all this kind of stuff. I know all that's, it's the devil. I get all of that. But let me tell you what, God will use what Satan meant for bad and turn it into good. That's a God that we serve. He took sin and made righteousness. Go figure. He took righteousness and made sin and flipped it back to righteousness. Go figure. I got some paper now. It's going to bother me. But I got paper.
Amen.
I got some scripture places. And I don't, we don't have to go that far because I can go right over there to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Bible said he made him who knew sin, knew no sin, to become sin. So he took what was perfect and made it sin. Why? So we could become the righteousness of God. Go figure. You're the righteousness of God. He took care of the sin issue. Sin issue is gone. You may still have it left over your mind and your conscience, but that's why you got to become love conscience, righteous conscience. You got to, that got to become your mindset now and not dwell on, because I'm going to be honest with you, and I'll get into it, but I'll be honest with you, you know, when you're driving down the street and you see that cop, you're conscious of every law you can think of. First, same thing with love, man. If you realize God is present, you operating in love, you go, okay, Lord looking at me. I can't run this light. I can't do this. I can't treat me wrong anymore. I mean, you know, and God put me to a test yesterday and there's some other time. But, man, I tell you, God just got me loving the hell out of it. I'm just laughing. I said, okay, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord said, okay, you preaching about love. You teaching about love. Then I'm going to see if you're going to love like that.
Don't play with God, people.
Now, you might play with me. You may play with an elephant with a switch, but do not play with God because he's going to see what you're working with. For real, for real.
For real. Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. Praise God. I just want to read. I just noticed, Pastor, I didn't read that complete Joshua 1 and 8 from the Message Bible. So I'm going to go ahead and read that 8th verse again. And then I'm going to read it out of God's word. It says, and don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Amen. So that's the part that, as I look back over it, then you'll get where you're going, then you'll succeed. Amen. So from God's word, that 8th verse reads, never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day so that you will fully do everything written in them. Only then will you prosper and succeed. Amen. So that's the promise that we're going to receive when we meditate day and night. Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Well, hey, you all, those are our two foundational scriptures so far. So we'll jump into it tomorrow. And if you get an opportunity, look them up. See what you get out of it. See what the Holy Spirit tells you. And he's going to tell you a word for it. And then bring it to tomorrow. Bring it to us tomorrow. Meanwhile, stay blessed. And